Organisations that can provide help and support is available at bbc.co.uk/actionline or call the BBC Action Line to hear recorded information on 0800 888 809. Lines are open 24 hours a day and are free from landlines and mobiles. That's 0800 888 809. In 45 minutes, Moneybox Live will be here with a chance for you to take part. Here's Paul Lewis.
Thanks. It's 1 year since people over 55 were given the freedom to cash in their pension fund and, if they wanted to, spend it. We know that £3 billion has been taken out in cash. Have you done that? Why did you do it? What was your experience? Did you take advice from anyone? Or perhaps you want to know if cashing in your pension is a good idea and just where can you get advice? Call Moneybox Live for answers to pension freedom questions. Email moneybox@bbc.co.uk or call 03700 100 444. Lines are open, Moneybox Live just after three, but call now 03700 100 444.
And Moneybox Live is followed at 3.30 by Lucy Kellaway looking at the UK's long hours office culture and asks, what happened to the joy of 9 to 5? That's all in 45 minutes' time. Now it's time for the afternoon drama. We have a new drama series starting today, Day Release, written by the award-winning journalist and playwright Peter Jukes and starring Lenny Henry as Frank Watt, a double murderer coming to the end of a 30-year prison sentence. As his release date nears, Frank is getting nervous about life on the outside. Day Release by Peter Jukes.
I see it all the time. I see it all the time. It's so much harder getting out of prison compared to getting in. They say 4 years behind the door and that's it, you're done. For some, it's even quicker. Like this guy called Harney. I remember the day he arrived.
Barry, will you shut up?
Look outside. Do you see any walls? No. Do you see any razor wire? No. All you see is grass and trees. Mm. It's a state of mind.
It's a Cap D, Barry.
It's open. You get to roam the grounds. No one's stopping you. The only thing that stops you going further is a sign saying out of bounds. It's all in your head.
If we went out of bounds, you'd jump on our heads.
But you don't, do you? That's the point. Why do prisoners almost never try to break out these days?
I don't know. Maybe because you've bored them rigid.
Because there's no escape. You know I'm right. Outside, it's just the same. Different decor, but still a prison.
What's taking Eileen so long?
Credit card repayments, mortgages, taxes.
Or is he getting someone from reception?
Want to know what a real life sentence is like? Try doing my job.
Come on, Barry. At least you get to go home each night.
And you get your own rooms here. You want to know what real loneliness is? Try sharing a bed with someone who doesn't care anymore. It's all right, boy. It's all right, sir.
You're such a bundle of joy. Even depressing the dog.
He has been a bit off colour for a while.
You talk to anyone about this?
Could be cataracts. Seeing the vet tomorrow.
I meant about you. You sound depressed.
Nothing that a bottle of paracetamol couldn't cure.
There you go. Suicidal thinking.
I'm joking.
I'm not.
I knew Harney was trouble as soon as he came into the classroom. Small, thin, wiry, spiky, unkempt hair.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. Reception directed him to the wrong unit.
No worries. Barry's been cheering us up.
This is Harney. Arrived yesterday from Bedford.
He had these burning black eyes. Like he hadn't slept for months. We were just part of some nightmare he was having.
That's Jeff. He's a mentor prisoner. On his way out on tag. This is Frank.
Right.
Been on a couple of day releases.
Our two longest lifers.
Barry is the senior officer on the block. Thanks for holding the fort.
You're with the big boys now, honey.
It's Harney. Harney, not honey. Not made by bees. Don't come from a comb.
Looks like you could do with a comb.
Looks like you could do with some hair.
It's never the killers or recidivists who are the real problem inside. It's the crazies you've got to look out for. You don't see them coming.
It's with a dog.
Murphy. He's a drug-sniffing dog. You better be nice to him.
Always greets his master as if he'd never been away.
Can't smell for toffee, though.
So, basically, the purpose of these forum sessions is to go through various issues that face offenders as they go through rehabilitation and resettlement.
I was just telling them, freedom isn't all it's cracked up to be.
I thought this session was supposed to be for us.
Of course.
So what's a screw through in here?
I'll get a message. Know when I'm not wanted. I'll be outside if Jihadi John causes you any trouble.
I'm not a jihadist.
Thanks, Barry.
Come on in, bud.
Jihad doesn't mean what he thinks it means.
Let's not get distracted.
You can't criticise what you don't understand. Jihad means struggle. Struggle with everyday life.
And that's what we've got to focus on. The struggle of coming to terms with normal life. So, Frank, you're in the hot seat. You were out on your first day release last year. What did it feel like?
Weird. Busy. Intense.
Go on.
That's it.
I thought you worked at some boyhood mentoring project in Peckham.
Bunch of lowlifes. No hopers. Didn't work out.
Come on, help me out here. Must have been amazing going through the gate for the first time in 30 years.
30 years? Before I was born. Never met anyone who's done 30. What did you do?
Rule number one, honey, don't ask that question.
The world has changed so much. Must have been slightly mind-blowing.
I'm not deaf. I'm not blind. All I've done for 3 decades is watch TV. So I knew all about hashtags and selfies. One of the weirdest things was seeing everyone walking down the street glued to their smartphones and tripping over all their roll-on luggage. But you want to know what the scariest thing was?
Beards.
You can talk. No. Hen parties. Seriously. If I see a pair of wings or a tiara, I'll run a mile.
But it's not like TV, is it? Reality. Or smartphones. The difference is unlike them. No buttons, no swipe, no screen. You can't crop stuff out, and it's 3D without the glasses. And the surround sound, you can't switch it off.
I wish I could switch you off.
Is that something that worries you, Harney?
What do you mean, worries me?
I don't know. Life has no screen. Or that it has no remote control.
Sometimes when I can't sleep, it overloads. Data points, landmarks, triangulations. Thoughts go so fast, but you go slow. Your mind chills. Freezes.
Is he on some kind of medication? If he isn't, he should be.
I know people think I'm crazy. My barrister produced a report saying I was borderline schizoid disorder. But the prosecution shrink wasn't having it.
There you go.
And here he came.
Look at the stats. Mental health issues in young people are rocketing. I have a theory about that. My generation, millennials, we're so networked, wired up, overconnected. It's so hard to keep it all together. So hard to make sense.
You can see that.
Prison's been good for me, though. 7 months and 9 days I've been off the grid, gone dark, rebooted. You know, some people now pay to go somewhere with no internet connection. They call it digital detox.
I'm now completely lost.
But you can't get lost these days. That's the point. You can never get away from it. Get away with it.
Get away from what?
Information. Surveillance. Sometimes, at night, I still hear them, in my head.
Voices?
I told you.
Saying what?
Someone in Bedford told me old feelings can pick up radio waves.
Please, guys, let's show some respect.
It's okay. Being laughed at by a couple of losers who have spent most of their lives in prison. That's really funny.
Interesting you should say that, Harney. I thought we'd start by looking at those feelings of paranoia and stigma so many ex-offenders feel and the understandable anger that results. It's a tough subject. So, I thought we might need something to inspire us.
William Blake.
The Poison Tree.
Okay, let's read it. Why don't you start, Frank?
Why don't I? Why do we always end up with the crazies?
He's okay. It's his first day. Just nervous.
Should be in Ridley Uni with the young bucks or Denim with the Muslims.
Frank, can I have a word?
See you at the workshop.
No, I can't. I've got a visit. My mate Dan's coming to talk through my day release.
Back at the ranch then, partner. What the hell's going on, Barry?
Don't worry. Move the appointment. I'm going to see the vet today.
I mean, Harney. The kid's got a screw loose. He'll get us all in trouble. Why is he on our unit?
It wasn't my call. It was Shuddy.
Shuddy? So it's tiring. What's she trying to do? Incite me to murder again?
Dunno. Ask her. Thought you ought to know, though. Random drugs test tomorrow. Your number came up.
Bollocks. Just my luck. Weeks before release. You can sort me out.
No worries. Got some spare samples, but I'm afraid I'll need the cash up front tomorrow for the next delivery.
Why up front? You don't think I'm good for it?
I'm on leave next week. You could be out any time.
You think I'd leave you short? What's wrong with people these days? No trust. What happened to that contact in Northampton you promised?
Working on it, but I need the cash in advance, Frank. Sorry.
No. They changed the number since it went out to tender. I know, it's confusing. Sorry. Bye.
Thanks a million.
Oh, hey, Frank. Great timing. Sit down. We've got to finish that Oasis questionnaire.
What are you trying to do? Lumber me with that jihadi.
Harney?
The kid's bonkers. He's a liability.
Oh. How did you two get on?
I get it. You think I can be a common influence because I'm an older bloke and black. How racist, sexist and ageist is that?
Harney was getting badly bullied at Bedford. He's not even Muslim. He's a Copt. Egyptian Christian.
Not my fault. What am I supposed to do about that?
He refuses to wear a tag. He's paranoid about surveillance. Yet his wife is expecting a baby in less than 2 months. I thought you might be able to talk him round.
Here we go. As always, in this shambolically run place, the lifers have to be guards, doctors, social workers.
You'll miss it when it's gone. OK. So your drug tests have been clear for 2 years. I've got all your work info, 3 months references from the charity shop. Your through-the-gate mentor is sorted. Any news on accommodation?
Hostel in Northampton.
Not going back to London?
Nope.
What about Lucas? Damaris?
Thought I scored low if I hooked up with old associates.
Offender assessment marks you up for routes. Support?
Bloody computers. Tell it Lucas had a stroke and Damaris was an old flame that burnt out.
You also score higher if you're resettling close to family.
I don't have any family.
You get a really low score for lying.
Go on then. I'll flunk resettlement. I don't care.
Sorry. Your risk of reoffending is down to 23%. You're leaving us.
What am I going to do with all my books and CDs?
Start a bonfire?
It's not funny, Shuddy. They're my life, or what's left of it.
Lie to me all you like. Don't lie to yourself. You've seen what's happened with Aisha. You know, and I know, she's running for mayor.
You better not mention her name again.
Well, don't say you don't have any family.
I didn't hear that. You never said that. You don't know that. That never leaves this room, right? I mean it.
I get the message.
You're one of only two other people to know about her, and it better stay that way.
Are you threatening me, Frank?
I'm begging you, for her sake. This gets out, it will destroy her. She doesn't need to know Lucas isn't her real father.
Have it your own way. Now go back to your room and think about what you've done to society.
You mustn't let aphids get their legs under the table. They'll suck the life out of those beans.
Yeah, governor won't allow insecticide.
And spiders. They lay their eggs in the pods.
Well, detergent does nicely, though.
Oh, come on, that's useless defending.
There used to be an orchard here when I first started working. The prison was self-sufficient in food.
That's officer! Open your eyes, ref!
Can I ask you something, Barry?
Borstal boys used to show horses in these fields.
About depression, suicidal thoughts. Do you ever think about how you'll do it?
Here in the orchard would be a good place, wouldn't it?
Kim Kardashian on a pogo stick. How did Harney miss that?
He was fouled. Taking a long time to get old.
How is it Muslims can't play football?
He's not even a Muslim.
How is it Asians can't play football?
Maybe the attitude of people like you.
Chipped, chopped, cheated.
So came of it.
You all right, kiddo?
Why does everyone tackle me?
You had the ball and might have scored. That's how the game works.
Studs to skin, nasty. You might want to take that to healthcare, get it cleaned up.
They should clean up this prison. Dirty play.
Smoke.
Yeah, better ways to kill yourself.
Suit yourself. Smolder.
You don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't do drugs. Is that a religious thing?
No, it's a me thing. That's my faith in myself. Can't anyone figure it out? All these labels. In Bedford, the whites called me Paki. The Mostock called me Kafir. It's like Tetris. If you fit in, you disappear.
Does anyone know what he's talking about?
It's the voice that's coming from his teeth.
Yeah. If you don't like what someone is saying, call them mad. That way you don't have to listen.
Calm down, you worry Murphy.
Congratulations, you've got a racist dog.
He's not racist, he's under the weather.
Right, so why don't you go out on tag, Arnie? It takes a third off your sentence.
I don't want to be tagged. I'm sick and tired of being watched.
I was watching you here, we're too understaffed.
I hear it all the time, in the middle of the night. Always wakes me up.
Heard what?
A whirring sound, from the trees over here.
It's probably just the overhead cables.
It was a propeller. I think it's a drone.
I've seen your sheet, Hanny. Cyber-stalking, threats to women. You're lucky you're not in a unit with pedos. No wonder they hated you at Bedford. Watch your step, or you'll be back in close conditions. Catch you later.
Come on. Well, you said he was depressed.
Well, they say depression's anger turned inward.
I'm not making it up. I did hear a drone. Wakes me up at night. And he's wrong about my conviction. They hijacked my identity. I didn't write those threats online. They set me up.
Who?
GCHQ.
Oh, careful. You'll break the jewel case.
It just pisses me off, Jeff. For 30 years, I've seen it. Least time for people locked up should be in a mental home.
Won't mind the Miles Davis and John Coltrane.
Vulture.
I'm doing you a favour. Are you going to ship all this to Northampton?
Or our van.
Ah, see, these are worthless these days.
Not to me.
You've got to let go, mate. This stuff will weigh you down.
You and your stoic philosophy. And don't feed the fish again. You'll kill them.
Will the hostel let you keep an aquarium?
Nah. Could have missed those guys more than anything, though. They make my life seem interesting in comparison.
Smoking a lot of spice at the moment.
Last chance saloon. God knows how I'm going to find a supplier outside.
Ah, so that's what's worrying you. It's like a thorn, isn't it? Thorn that's been so long inside you're afraid to pull it out in case you fall apart.
What are you talking about?
I always know when something's wrong, Frank.
Not I, but it's mainly you.
You can put your headphones on, but that doesn't mean the fire alarm's not ringing.
You and your Buddhist sayings. Not going to miss them, that's for sure.
It's not the CDs, it's not the fish, it's not even just the weed. Although that is a big thing.
Oh, don't go on about addiction again.
You're dependent.
You're addicted to talking about it.
Well, that's what mates are for. To tell you things you don't want to hear. Outside the gear won't be so cheap or easy to come by.
I can kick it. Won't be a problem.
You say that, you think that, but dope's been your only means of escape for years now. Frank.
What escape? Even my own little room in the middle of nowhere. You can't block it out. Everyone in their little rooms, locked away in the cells of their minds, behind the TVs and game consoles. Emmerdale, EastEnders, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty. What can you hear? The buzz of a street lamp. Then the thump of a moth battering itself to death against the light.
Frank.
Huh?
Come back to reality.
Why? What's in it for me?
So much. So much. You're getting out. You've served your time and now the time is yours. You can drive a car for the first time in decades. Have a girlfriend. Take her to the beach. Drink your first margarita in the sunset. But to do that, you've got to kick this habit. And to do that, you need help.
Shh.
There's nothing out there, Frank.
Yes, there is. Listen.
Bloody hell. Arnie was right. There really is a drone.
Showtime, Frank.
One thing I won't miss, not being able to have a lie-in.
Here's your statins, loo roll, last canteen, I guess, and as promised, spice.
That's got to be more than 10 ounces. I can't afford more than 5.
Don't worry, going away present. And for the urine test,
Apple juice?
Don't drink it.
Ugh. Well, it's not yours.
Kid who runs a chippy. Probably high in cholesterol, but guaranteed clean.
Here's your pound of flesh. Ugh.
Governor's waiting to clear this room. He's got a backlog of over 100 Cat D prisoners due.
Haven't you forgotten something?
Have I?
The contact in Northampton.
Oh, that.
What do you mean, oh, that? This gear will only last me a couple of weeks.
I'm on the case.
Well, pull your finger out and move your big fat ass.
Hey, language.
Just in case you've forgotten, you're up to your neck in this as much as I am.
No need for that tone. We're in this together, aren't we, Frank? Remember? We're a team.
It's not us I'm worried about. It's Harney.
Jeez, what's he done now?
He keeps talking to everyone about this drone.
Drone? He's mad. Don't listen to him.
But Jeff and I heard it last night. Always wondered how you got the gear in here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe. But maybe you better be a bit more careful with your fly-by-night operations. I can keep my mouth shut, so can Jeff. But no one can remote control Harney.
Okay.
So sort out that contact in Northampton. Tunnel going.
You sold me a pot, Frank. This CD's scratched.
What do you always say? Don't hang on to material possessions. You've got to learn to let go, Jeff.
Anyone tell you recently what a douchebag you are?
See this finger? Meditate on that.
Hey, see, I told you.
Whoa, whoa, easy.
Read this and you'll believe me.
Harney has been busy at the library.
You're not supposed to rip pages from the paper.
It's important. Look, read it. You'll see. A metal filling can act like a radio crystal.
Happened to Lucille Ball.
So I don't need a tinfoil hat. Hearing voices in my head doesn't mean I'm schizophrenic.
I'd get the filling replaced while you're still here if I were you.
Guys.
Oh, the dental treatment here is excellent and free.
So we'll carry on with this forum drama about anger. Mm-hmm. So, Jeff, read the first line of the poem.
I was angry with my friend, I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe, I told it not, my wrath did grow.
Right, let's explore that. Frank, let's imagine a situation when you want to tell your wrath, express your anger. What would you say?
You got all day.
With real friends, you can tell them your real feelings, right?
No, if you're Frank, he wouldn't have a clue. He doesn't talk, he just cracks jokes or gets out of his head.
Okay. Then you take the role, Jeff. Tell him what you really feel.
What's that? Someone escaped?
No one bothers to escape from this place.
Just the regular fire alarm test. So, Jeff, you're in the hot seat. What would you like to say to Frank?
All right. He's not going to like it, but here goes. Frank's out in 2 weeks, and I'm going to miss him.
Oh.
That's the truth. I'm going to miss the way he slurps his coffee in the morning. I'm going to miss his bad jokes. I'm going to miss the angry, baffled look when he loses at pool, which is a lot.
What's this leading to? Some gag about missing the black?
You see, it's just a joke to him.
Just because he makes a joke of it doesn't mean he doesn't care.
Ah, not Frank. You see, he has no heart. See, that's what makes him a double murderer, you see. He moves on, like a shark. No remorse, no empathy. I've been living with a murderer for 5 years now. He murders my emotions every day. I blame myself for getting close to him.
Well, he's in for double murder.
What do you mean, I have no heart?
I mean, I don't think you've ever loved anyone. I don't think you can.
And you waited 5 years to tell me that?
Better out than in, as my gran used to say.
OK, let's ponder that. Meanwhile, Harney, can you read the second verse? About not expressing your anger.
And I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears, and I stunned it with smiles and with soft, deceitful wiles.
Can you give me an example of that, Harney, from your experience? The hatred that festers because it won't speak its name.
Okay. But you won't like it either.
We're in a safe space here, as I said.
Really? I can say whatever I like. Mm-hmm. What I really hate.
Why not? Everyone else does.
People like you. You're the worst. The other prisoners want to label me. Paki, Muslim, geek, immigrant. But you want to go deeper. You want to pin me down, in my mind. Yeah, that's what it is. Bug in my brain. You say open up. This is a safe space. But then you hack into my head.
Tag my soul. Label my thoughts. Delusional. Paranoid. Maladjusted. ADHD. Borderline. Identity crisis. Internet addiction. Jeez. Esteem problems. Boundary issues. Labels. Tags. Ticking boxes.
Oh, gentle, not mental, man.
How would you like it, huh? How would you like me to hack into your head? Pull out all the wires.
That's enough!
What's the matter?
You're out of order. This whole situation is out of order. I'm calling it a day.
What's going on, Frank?
What did I do?
Barry, in here now.
No need to escalate this.
I'm concerned for your safety. I'm concerned for my safety.
What's going on?
It's okay, Barry. We just got a bit carried away.
I'll be the judge of that. Who got carried away with what?
You wanted me to get angry. I thought that's what you wanted.
Right. This class is over. Everyone back to their rooms.
Oh, this is all some big misunderstanding.
We'll see about that. Meanwhile, class is cancelled till further notice.
You can't just do that, Barry. It's mandatory.
Not my fault. Safety is paramount.
What's got into you all? You said tell the truth.
Sorry, Jeff. Okay, shut up. One at a time. Will someone please tell me what actually happened?
Right, it was Harney. We were talking about anger management.
He doesn't know when to stop. He threatened Eileen.
It was just a rant. He wasn't violent.
Eileen, did you feel under physical threat?
No.
You look scared to me.
More like shocked. It wasn't that bad.
See?
Let her finish.
Only because Harney was right. He saw right through me. I do label people. Tick the boxes. I label myself. The good girl. Good school, making my parents proud, saving souls. That's all I've ever done.
Well, that aside, we could have sorted things out if Frank hadn't called Barry.
Why did you escalate things like this, Frank?
I've said it from day one. Harney is a danger to himself or others. A member of staff was at risk. I was just following the rules.
Rules? Why now? Huh? Why break the habit of a lifetime? You were supposed to be helping Harney go for a tag, not getting him shipped back to close conditions. What are you up to?
Up to? Up to? Here, actually, with this. I'm off.
Hold on. I haven't given you permission to leave. And don't try to snow me. I have seen this time and again with lifers and IPPs. The last few weeks before release, always the time they're likely to do something.
Likely to do what?
Act up, kick off, get their privileges removed and their stay increased. That's one way of avoiding the big leap into the unknown, isn't it?
Oh, spare me the Shawshank clichés. I'm not afraid of freedom.
We'll see. Either way, Harney's the vulnerable one here. His wife is expecting. He wants to be out for the birth. You screwed this up, Frank. You better clear it up.
Please do not spit. The things I have to tell you not to do in this place.
What are all these people doing?
Home leave.
It's like the start of a Grand Prix.
Yeah, or someone just smashed a piñata full of dodgy geezers. All the different cars, old bangers, beamers, the odd merc from white-collar crimes. Self-drive. I haven't driven in 30 years.
You smoke too much dope.
The only way to take a holiday. In my mind.
I'd prefer a real holiday.
You seem, I don't know, calmer today.
I get manic when I'm stressed. I just hate being here.
Well, you got a baby on the way. What's the mother's name?
Hina.
Harney and Hina. Yeah. Bet you make a lovely couple.
Yeah. We do.
Miss her?
Yeah, every morning. Every night. That's why I can't sleep. I don't know why she sticks by me after all I've done. I have to be there when the baby's born. To make it up to her. To prove I've changed.
No one tells you this about prison. For all the bad things, the smell, the food, the boredom, the predictable violence. Prison's like school. Got your mates around you. Hang about. Lessons. Cards. Dominoes. Pool. It's like you're part of something. For the first time since you were a kid. And leaving, it's like the last summer of school.
I hate school.
I'm talking about me, for once. Once I'm out, I'll just be on my own. Sitting in some smelly hostel or a dingy bedsit. Charity shop work. pizza deliveries. I have more future here.
Must be so hard after all these years. I wish I could help.
As a matter of fact, you can. Don't end up like me. Don't screw up over your tag. Forget all this drone and surveillance stuff. Just live a nice, normal, boring life, and nobody will watch you. Get out of this place before it's too late.
I hear ya. All right, I'll do it now.
Do what?
My tag application. Would you help with the paperwork?
With a tag, you're free to do what you like during the day. You've just got to be at a designated address for curfew.
How long's curfew?
Oh, there you are. I tried to call Sunny, but she's off shift.
What's going on?
Baz is on the warpath.
Hey, what are they doing in my room?
Easy now, Harney. It's just a random search.
No search is ever random.
Careful with that. That's a gift from my wife.
Easy now.
Prisoner Saeed, I'm ordering an immediate removal of privileges. Not back to basic from enhanced.
Why? What did I do?
Not only have you threatened a member of staff, we have reason to believe you might be using illegal substances.
Who did I threaten?
Come on, Barry.
Stay out of this or you'll get a nicking too.
Boss, what have we found in this football kit? You've got to be kidding.
That's not mine. I don't even like dope. You can blood test me.
So an admission of intent to supply.
What?
Cuff him.
Oh. No need for that.
This is crazy.
I'm sorry for whatever I've done. I promise. I don't mind wearing a tag.
Just going straight to the governor with a recommendation you get shipped back to close conditions.
Wait, you can't do that. I've got a home leave coming up.
Take him to the cells, bag up the evidence and write it up.
I've got baby.
What is wrong with you? You're making a bad situation worse.
You were right about Murphy. Renal failure. Vets say we have no choice but to put him down.
I'm talking about Harney, not your bloody dog.
You warned me he could be a problem. I've sorted it out.
Not like this, the rap fitting him up.
We both wanted him bounced. This way we get rid of him. And we can all sleep easy till your release.
You'll also miss his baby's birth.
Huh. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can't be helped now.
Can't you just unroll all this?
How can I? It's gone to the governor. There will have to be an adjudication. The wheels are in motion.
Jesus, what a mess.
I knew I shouldn't have come in today. I was covering for Kevin.
Okay. Looks like I'll have to come to the adjudication myself.
Why would you do that?
I'm Harney's Mackenzie friend.
Since when?
Since half an hour ago, when he asked me to sort out his tag.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. Depends, doesn't it?
Let's not fall out, Frank. Not now, after all these years.
It's not up to me. I'm sorry. The wheels are in motion. Barry was right. There is no escape. Officers, inmates, inside or out, we're all prisoners of the system. We all serve time.
Can I bother you a moment?
When did that ever stop you?
You finished packing?
Nah, needed a break.
Time out, eh?
In, out. It's all the same to me.
Well, not quite. You won't be able to puff away like this when you're released. Only places left you can smoke indoors are prisons, mental hospitals, and the House of Lords.
Gives me a few options then, eh?
Lord what? Imagine it. Lord Frank Watt of what the hell?
Sorry, Jeff. I'm not in the mood for it tonight.
What are we going to do about Harney? The adjudication's tomorrow.
Barry feed him up. I know it for a fact.
As the criminal justice system will no doubt have taught you by now, Frank, knowing something and proving it are very different things.
You saw the rap they got from Harney's kit bag?
Klingfeld.
Just like this. Same stash of spice if they wanted to test.
I've often seen raps like this on the grass by the bean kind. Always wondered how they got there.
Now you know.
So what are you going to do about it?
What can I do? A prison officer caught supplying. If Barry's depressed now, this will tip him over the edge.
What, so Harney has to miss the birth of his kid just for being right?
The lesser of two evils.
Only two. I'm not stupid, Frank. It's obvious what you're going to do. Take the fall. That way you get to save them both and save yourself. That way you keep your room and your steady supply of weed.
Just leave it out, Jeff, for one night.
Don't you see you're clinging to this place?
I came for the incarceration, but stay for the banter.
I've seen you take on gangbangers, hitmen, governors, but I've never seen you so scared of anything like this. What's out there that you don't want to face? Retribution, reality, your irrelevance, your old age?
Something much worse than that. I have a daughter. I never told anyone. A couple of people worked it out. But I have a daughter, and I saw her back in London.
Well, that's... I don't know what to say. What's her name?
I'm not going to tell you, because I don't want to distrust you, because then I'll hurt you.
What's she like?
She's bright. She's beautiful. Successful.
Does she know about you?
No, and she must never know.
Why not?
I'm a double murderer, Jeff. You've got two PhDs, work it out. My gift as a father is to stay a non-entity.
That's terrible.
Second day of release on temporary license. I stood on Hammersmith Bridge, a rucksack full of books in my back, thinking of jumping, just so I could keep that promise. But I'm not the suicidal type, as you know. Too selfish for that. Some cops came to talk me down. But I'll happily take the fall for Harney or Barry or anyone to stay this way. A non-entity, an unknown. Three birds, one stone. Everyone goes home in a limousine.
Except you, of course.
Maybe I'm already home.
So, having initiated a random search of Mr. Saeed's room, my fellow officer discovered 10 grams of high-yield cannabis in his gym kit, as per Exhibit 1.
Less of the jargon, please.
I'm sorry, Governor Dunn.
One point of contention is whether this actually was a random drug search. Mr. Saeed only arrived at Didcot from HMP Bedford a few days before.
We do drug searches of new visitors. Transit is always a problem. Reasonable suspicion.
According to Ms. O'Connor's statement, there had been an altercation during one of her drama classes. That could suggest some kind of vendetta.
I utterly refute that, Mr. Dunn.
I think you mean deny rather than refute, but don't let my pedantry interrupt you. Carry on.
The fact that an inmate is aggressive and defensive is all the more reason to suspect illegal drug use.
Thank you, Officer Gibbons. If you could stay around in case I have any further questions. Mr. Saeed.
Yeah. I'd just like to remind the governor that I have tested negative for all drugs and have no history of drug use.
Noted. Unfortunately, that doesn't affect the allegation of possession with intent to supply. On that matter, I'm willing to hear a verbal submission from prisoner Frank Watt.
Sir.
Mr. Watt, you were here as a Mackenzie friend of Mr. Saeed, but now I'm treating you as a witness. Untruthful statements could affect your release on license. You understand that?
I do.
A simple yes will suffice. We're not getting married. You say in your statement that the search of Mr. Saeed's room was improper and could have led to a miscarriage of justice.
Well, that's right. Well, there's no way Heine could have been in possession of the spice.
Spice?
Wacky backy. Moroccan woodbine.
I love technical terms. Go on.
It was found by the sniffer dog, right? But we all know Murphy was on his last legs and couldn't sniff out a spliff at a Rasta party.
Officer Gibbons, is that true?
Sir, I have no reason to believe the condition of the dog affected the detection of the drugs.
Come off it, Barry. Murphy was put down yesterday, wasn't he?
Please, I'll ask the questions. Mr. Gibbons, is that true?
Sadly, he was. But the drugs were discovered in a standard manual search.
Thank you. Is that the end of your submission, Mr. Watt?
No. There's another reason I know Harney wasn't supplying or in possession of the marijuana.
Is there? I see nothing in your statement.
I thought long and hard about this. I didn't want to get anyone in any more trouble. But Officer Gibbons warned me there was a drug search that day.
That's completely untrue.
So I hid my stash in Harney's football kit. I really didn't think there was a chance a newbie with such a good history would be searched.
This is a very serious admission. It could definitely affect your parole.
Mr. Dunn, I think we should stop the proceedings here and reconvene in camera.
For what reason?
As Frank's offender manager for the last 2 years, I know he's prone to find any reason to avoid release on licence.
So you think Mr. Watt is incriminating himself to avoid a resettlement?
Yes.
I'm just trying to tell the truth.
I think there's a fairly simple way of resolving that, Mr. Watt. If you are in possession of 10 grams of marijuana, as you claim, how did you come by them?
Come again?
You understand perfectly well what I'm asking, Mr. Watt. Substance abuse is endemic in this facility. I will overlook the charges against both Mrs. Saeed and yourself if you indicate who is your supplier.
Mr. Dunn, this is unfair inducement, abuse of process.
It would be, Miss Mazier, if we were in a court of law, but I am the law here. So what do you say, Mr. Watt? The truth will set you free. Who was your supplier?
All I know is you send money out, then pick up packages by the fence. I don't know how it gets there.
Very well, then. You leave me little choice.
Can I speak, Governor?
Who is this?
Jeff Hoagland, DP 72371. I can confirm what Frank says.
I can't seem to find any witness statement from you.
Sit down, Jeff. This is nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I was an eyewitness at the search.
This is all a bit irregular, but go on.
But you say illegal drugs are endemic to this prison. Now, that can only be with the connivance of members of staff.
Allegedly. But whether it's malicious rumour or honour among thieves, I always find inmates caught in possession are extremely reluctant to name any officers.
Ah, well, Officer Gibbons.
What? That's a complete lie. He's making it up.
This is a serious allegation, Mr. Hoagland. But it's your word against his, and as an offender, you're not a witness of good character.
But what if I have evidence? I've seen identical raps of skunk over many years now, long before Harney ever arrived at this prison. In fact, I have one here.
But wait, that's my stash.
What's going on, Frank?
I'd like to submit this sample for forensic analysis. I suspect you'll find DNA and fingerprints from only one officer on both samples.
This hearing is suspended while we make further inquiries. Officer Gibbons, if you could stay behind. Mr. Saeed, you're free to go with no removal of privileges. And you, Mr. Watt.
What?
Your license will be approved only on condition you take up drug dependency counselling services. Thank you all very much.
Here.
That was quick.
I thought we'd better get Harney out as soon as possible, before any repercussions. That must be Hina.
They look so happy.
Uh-oh. Talking about repercussions, brace yourself.
See what you've done?
Looks like Frank has received the adjudication.
I warned you. You think this is clever? You think you can play God?
They've put you on a substance abuse program, Frank. That's all. You still get out on tag.
It's not about that. I'm not talking about me.
He doesn't want to leave. That's the problem.
I'm not talking to you, traitor.
Hey, that's not fair. Jeff just told the truth. He stopped you betraying yourself.
It's my life. If I want to screw it up, it's my call. But I think about what you've both done to Barry.
We didn't do anything to Barry.
He did it to himself.
Really? What happens to him now? He gets sacked, prosecuted. He was teaching on the verge of suicide anyway.
He stops running drugs in prison, for starters. And we'll help him with any mental health issues. I mean, for all you know, this could help Barry in the long run.
He finally leaves the job he hates, the wife he hates.
Of course, I expect to be grasped up by you, should he? You're part of the system, covering your ass.
You don't mention it. Happy to have helped.
But you?
Well, I'll leave you both to it. Enjoy your freedom, Frank.
You were supposed to be my friend.
I knew I had to do this, even if you hated me for it.
I never want to see you. I never want to talk to you again.
It won't be hard. You'll be out next week.
You're dead to me. I can't be responsible for my behaviour if I ever see you again.
Well, then don't. Can't say I won't miss you, but cut me off. Cut all of this out. Leave it all behind, Frank. You're free.
Piss off.
I love you too.
In Day Release by Peter Jukes, Frank Watt was played by Lenny Henry and Jeff by Ralph Einson. Shudi was played by Devi Amir, Harney by Danny Rahim, Barry by Sargon Yelda, Solomon by Bert Caesar, and Eileen by Scarlett Brooks. The director was Mary Pete.
And you can find out what happens next to Frank in another day release story tomorrow at the same time.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The way a major NHS trust looks after vulnerable patients with mental health problems has been criticised in a damning report. The Care Quality Commission ordered Southern Health NHS Foundation Trust to make significant improvements. Angus Crawford reports.
The CQC issued a warning notice to the trust, demanding that it improve the way it investigates the deaths of those in its care. The regulator said Southern had to make significant improvements to protect patients at risk of harm. The move follows an independent report which found 700 unexpected deaths over a four-year period. Fewer than 200 had been properly investigated. It concluded management lacked leadership, focus and a systematic approach to the issue. The trust serves more than 40,000 patients with mental health problems or learning disabilities in the south of England.
There's been a sharp rise in the number of adults worldwide who have diabetes, with nearly 1 in 11 suffering from the condition. The increase to 422 million has mainly been caused by worsening eating habits in poorer countries. The American pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and the Irish drug company Allergan have called off their $160 billion merger. The announcement comes after the US Treasury announced new regulations to clamp down on American companies that seek to reduce their tax bills by moving their headquarters to other countries. The jury at the Hillsborough inquest, considering the deaths of 96 Liverpool supporters, has begun its deliberations after hearing 2 years of evidence. They'll have to decide whether the fans were unlawfully killed during the disaster in 1989. Teams searching for a kayaker who went missing on the River Medway in Kent have found a body. The 46-year-old man was reported missing late last night. And a detective sergeant with the Metropolitan Police has been charged with theft. Michael Harrington, a 44-year-old financial investigator, is accused of stealing from 11 victims between October 2010 and July last year. BBC News.
In half an hour, Lucy Kellaway wonders whatever happened to working from 9 to 5. First, with advice for your hard-earned cash, it's time for Moneybox Live with Paul Lewis.
Hello. It's 1 year since pension freedom began. Anyone aged 55 or more can take out the money they've carefully saved to keep them in retirement and spend it now. It seems more than 200,000 have done so. £3 billion has been taken from retirement funds and turned into cash. Good news for the Chancellor. He'll get an estimated £900 million of tax on it, rather more than he was expecting. But most of those who cashed in their pension seem to have done so without seeking advice, either from a regulated financial advisor or from the government's own PensionWise or the Money Advice Service. So today, Moneybox Live is about pension freedom. What can you do? What should you do? Where can you get help with what you want to do? With me is Michelle Cracknell. She's Chief Executive of the Pensions Advisory Service, one of the bodies which helps people with their pension choices. Michelle Cracknell, why is getting advice important?
Well, there are lots of different types of pensions, and they go back many, many